Give a hand clap.
But I want
the young to be there and they see you.
You are going
to dance now. Yes. That the young ones see you.
You,
the young one, be there, see the old one. They dance for you in the old dance. You play the song.
You have no beginning.
Focus of God Music.
You are the beginning and the end.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You had tried to betray us. We as the young. That is for 1980s.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can take your seat slowly. Who was there in 1800? The Holy what? The Holy Spirit was there.
Which
of the 1900s? 1900, you were there. 1950. You can prepare your book. Prove that you have a Bible. Prove that you have a pen. Prove that you prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit. Your inner man. Your heart. Even your mind. Because him it's where he's going to write. As you write in your book. As the one who sits in the council of God's words.
For
when he speaks Jeremiah 23 verse 18, he asks who are sat in the council of God's words, and they perceive them as they mark them well.
So
you're going to be marking them on the day tomorrow. You will preach them to others and you make them live their evil way and their evil doings. As
you
say Jeremiah 23 verse 22, and if you feel 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 and
2,
as we commit these words, you the faithful one, able to teach them to others, to the four corners of this earth, to fulfill the great commission our Lord Jesus left us, that in Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20, to go make all nations disciples, as we teach them all he commanded. So it will be a blessing, a daily one, if you keep doing like that. The Holy Spirit
will
empower you more. For Acts 1:8, he said, when the Spirit will come, he will give you power.
He will
be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem,
into
the utmost parts of the earth. That power he gives us to reach those he committed to us in all the nations, as we make them disciples. So if you write in your book, again him Holy Spirit writes in the three books,
it
is you the inner man, your heart, even your mind. In those days then you will work together with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To fulfill the first Corinthians 3 verse 9, that we are laborers together with God. We work in the house, even in the field. The house is the church. They are the holy ones of God. In the field, or the field, it is the world. In that grace, when it's given
orange,
we beseech you not to take it in vain. That says in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. If a fellow workers together with him, we beseech you not to take this grace in vain. Now we work with the wise God, one who first makes us wise, is the wisdom in the word. And we work with God, understands, one who first gives us understanding, joining a word upon a word.
And
we work with the God great in counsel, and the one great in guidance. He who first teach us, all scriptures have his inspiration, and if we have them, going to inspire nations for, on behalf of God, and the God
omnipotent gives us his word and power.
He
fulfills it by the Spirit.
The
angels descend, we work with them.
So
fill us that word in power. He's the Lord of knowledge.
He's
filled of light of knowledge. Light of the vision and revelation. Those are what he gives, we work with him. The Lord of fear.
A
true spirit of fear of the Lord.
He
gives us to hate evil. Ready help many depart from evil as we keep and as we teach others to keep his commandments. Through spirit of the Lord he sits his glory within us and we close Christ and we show Christ, we do what Christ did even more than
those.
Every place in the world
we
thank you, he's gathered us even today, still can add us light of knowledge, light of the vision, light of revelation, exceeding revelation. It's put in action.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm
by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Pastor Robina
Samson.
We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We best in this ministry of the full knowledge of God are going to move rich to you. Part 16 of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, or call it the book about full knowledge of God, international ministries and God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
We are still moving on with NB number 8. Words to put on special attention, both meaningful and there are key in God's worldwide call, basic in Africa, Uganda. We are still moving on as we say. The way God reveals me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly journey that moved in the Bible, through the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, which took 7 years from the year 2005 up to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
call it teleportation,
Samim,
Urim, and Urim. And these are spiritual transports. Those we got explained of in summary before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we knew that the heavenly journey was moved in the spiritual transports. Where is the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
call it teleportation,
Famim,
and the Urim, they are the spiritual transports. And when we finished, we knew the meaning. Why this heavenly journey was moved through the Bible, to explain to all nations the origin of the Bible, the reality of the Bible, the truth of the Bible, the way of the Bible, the way it was brought in this earth, even the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when
we finished there,
we
began to see the summary of the heavenly journey. The summary of the heavenly journey. In the first part, we saw that the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey.
The
journey of spirits of all creations, the journey of salvation. Speak most in 1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we saw the heavenly journey moving from planet Earth to reach the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below. In there we began as a part saying that the heavenly journey ended on this earth. It begins right from the planet earth. As we hear Proverbs 8 verse 31, that rejoicing over the planet Earth, so that we have much to see on this planet Earth. After we move to another part, moving from planet Earth to move to other 9 planets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we read Proverbs 8, verse 31. If this planet is called planet Earth,
they have
already shown the other planets you cannot live in. In the 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5, they show you of those other planets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we moved from the 9 planets, those you cannot inhabit, to move to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. As we read of them in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 17.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we are told there are many things we have to see in the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters. For example, the way the food comes from the sun and pass through the moon and manifests in the ground of this earth. According to Deuteronomy 33, verse 14, up to verse 16, those we shall keep getting explained.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finish there, we move to another part, which speaks of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, that found in the kingdom of the stars. Because in Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 up to 2, when he opened up hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, out there comes darkness,
because
the sun, moon, and the stars to stop give their light, because they are in the same kingdom, the same territories, in the firmament of the heaven. We knew that Satan is not the one leading in hell, but the archangel Abaddon of the chains. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. These angels total to 200 billion, according to Revelation 9, verse 16. And these are divided into two groups. Those who move with angel of hell, the angel Abaddon of the chains, they total 100 billion. They work within hell itself to give punishments there. According to we saw Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 16. And we saw that the other 100 billion, they work with angel of death right on this earth, and clothe spirits from bodies of this earth. And those
who
read most in Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. So all there we saw there, and we
were
told to see much concerning hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when we finished there, we moved to see principalities. Yes. We moved to see what? Principalities. With their main base in the kingdom of the stars. Besides, underwater. and the underground bankers, those on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we were
able to see Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
We
wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with powers, darkness of rulers of darkness of this world, even the spiritual wickedness. But we saw the main base of the devils, those known as the fallen angels or the aliens, one who appear as demons over clans or the gods over nations. And the main base is right in the kingdom of the stars, according to Obadiah chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Which base there, all the spiritual wickedness, witchcraft passed through dreams, in the visions of the devils, in the trance of the devils, the urim of the devils, and the famims of the devils. Means there are much to see and know there. We saw the second base of the devils on this earth, of the underwater, according to Ezekiel 27, verse 1 up to 5. And the main base is right at Bermuda Triangle, at the Atlantic Ocean, nearing America. Here, and they must appear from their powers of darkness. Powers of darkness of lies, which help to hold the lies in the world, which blind the eye of the minds of humans, and they don't accept light of the world shine their way. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 up to 5, after we saw the third base of the devils on this earth,
underground bankers.
The underground bankers. Under the ground. According to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 to 16, here is where they turn things upside down.
It's
where they base the magic forces.
Black
magic and dark magic. And the main areas they base is in America,
including Area 51.
There are many others in the world. Right here is where they turn things upside down. All the powers, magic forces,
it
springs right from there. And they overturn, you see, a man can go with a man. It works. And you are overturned like that.
That
a woman can marry fellow woman. Now, all powers of Sodom and Gomorrah, spring right from the underground bankers. The third main base of the devils on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those
places are in different nations of the world, and they are in different water bodies, though they are those which are main bases.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of late,
we last saw, seeing what? You speak that to your brethren. We saw moving from kingdom of the stars to head on to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were told that that heaven, it's the blue heaven you see, and it is circular,
and
it's harder beyond any molten mirror,
for
it's carrying three other heavens above it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw of scriptures like Job chapter 22, verse 12, and we are told this heaven is secular.
Hallelujah.
But when we saw in Job chapter 37, verse 18, you move to be told that it is secular, but it's so harder than any molten mirror.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we saw this heaven is what makes up the rim below. According to we saw in John chapter 8, verse 23, and we are told that we are of the rim below on this earth. And him, our Lord Jesus,
he
came from the rim above, where we find the three heavens, those we are about to see. When we read in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, he said he would descend it.
Ascended
in the lowest parts of the earth.
He
is the one who ascended, passing through all the heavens. And we understood that in the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, makes up the rim below, the blue heaven you see, and it is secular, harder than any molten mirror. The earth, planet Earth, these other nine planets, they are in the middle of it. Yes. In the middle, this is the image they show you there, where you see the yellow color. Those planets are found within there. Planet Earth, in the other nine planets, totaling 10 planets. Those are what they call the middle. The middle of the last created heaven, call it the fourth heaven. Again, the kingdom of the stars, the kingdom of the moon, the stars, the sun, and the clusters, it's found in the central. The other is middle. This one is central. There you see the blue color. You see the white color. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now where you see blue even above it, including the white which follows, that is the fourth heaven, which is secular, that you see in this image here. That you said you had not understood it clearly. Let me hope you've understood it well. But we indeed understood that this heaven, it is called the last created heaven, or they call it the fourth, because God did not create one heaven, but he created four heavens. He created four heavens, and we moved, God explained of them.
That
we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 up to 8, that God called the firmament heaven. There we were seeing him concluding the creation of the entire heavens.
He's
right on the last heaven, the first created heaven.
When
you use the Bibles of King James Version, the English versions, or the Gideon, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, he says, thus the entire heavens in all the earth, in all their hosts, were finished to be created. And so he did not create one heaven. In Genesis 1 verse 6 up to 8, he was on the last created heaven, the first heaven, the blue heaven you see in the sky. But in Genesis 2, verse
1,
showed he had finished great heavens, four heavens were completed.
And
we moved into mathematics of the Bible
to see
heavens where they are written. And we read in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. We saw that heaven and heaven of heavens, that heaven join on heaven, heaven and heaven,
heaven plus heaven,
heaven plus heaven
equals two heavens.
Ofuna heavens biri ozikubisemu emirundi ebiri. That's the language in Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 14. That's the same language we saw in 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse
6.
That heaven and the heaven, heaven plus heaven, times two heavens. You total to getting four heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Other scriptures were many. Where there is the 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 18. And we see where are they written. How many of you see those heavens?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We saw even Prophet Nehemiah. And still the priest. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse
6,
he too moved on to see those heavens. Most of all, he saw the King David. He saw them once. According to Psalms 148, verse 4, he saw the four all together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're
able to get explain those words.
And
so far we moved on our journey. Moved it from planet Earth. Moved to other nine planets. Moved from planet the nine planets. Moved to the kingdom of the stars. The kingdom of the moon. The moon. The sun. The stars in the clusters in the firmaments of the heaven and in the same kingdom of the stars, we are able to see of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, and in the same kingdom of the stars, we saw the main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars, where we joined on the other main bases on this earth, where there is underwater and under the ground,
or
call them underground bankers.
The
devils were the best to break every witchcraft. So when we finish there, we move from kingdom of the stars to move to the last created heavens, the fourth heaven,
which
makes up the rim below.
Just
in the rim above, we saw they made their three heavens, able to make the total of four heavens. Means that journey is still proceeding on. But on this day, on today.
Amen.
I don't want you to reach out there and you forget them. You turn nations disciples. You should not be one forget. You must be a good teacher. The good preacher of the gospel and a teacher who never forgets.
Amen.
And if you forget, always ask the Holy Spirit. On this day, we want to say, in this part 16, we want to say, in the heavenly journey, we use the way of ascending and descending. And not moving within dimensions. As the lies of Satan is. In the heavenly journey, we use a form of ascending and descending. And not moving in dimension. As the lies of Satan is.
Hallelujah.
That I want you to grasp it in that head of yours. That if you move from the planet Earth, you have to ascend. You move a form of ascending. If you come back within it, you use a form of descending. But there are lies of the devils which says that moving from the earth to enter into heaven, just rotate a little on this earth and you enter right there in the spiritual world. You enter in heaven. And there's lies which say, if you lift a leg like this, you are right in heaven, your feet is lifted up. Now why then work for it?
Before
I lift the feet, then the head is already in heaven. And they say here, you touch the space here, the heaven here, and it's the second heaven. That the blue heaven you see, that it is the third. Ask them, where is the fourth? So I've said like this, that in the heavenly journey, we use a way of ascending and descending. And not moving in dimensions, rotating around, and you enter into another spiritual world. For those are lies of the devils.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First of all, if you move out of planet Earth, or if you're coming back into planet Earth, if you move out of planet Earth, you use ascending order. If you come back into the earth, you use that descending order still.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For even if it is rockets, if they are set off, they move ascending order. That's why they make them and therefore is pointed like this. Pointed. For Earth holds orbits up there. They penetrate through the orbits to get out of planet Earth. If they can be point within it still, descending. Penetrate that orbit to enter into planet Earth. What we call orbits. It's what enables you to see the stars up there. You see the sun. You see the moon. Yet they are not within planet Earth. Orbit is that transparent portion of the planet Earth. Yes. You see, it is such a lie. The whole of it is covered. There's no spacing up there. But that portion which enables you to see the stars,
and
the moon, the stars, the sun, in the outside planet Earth, that portion which is transparent. Our Lord Jesus, as he moved from this earth, he used the ascending order. Yes. The ascending order. Let's first read in the Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. He says like this. Acts chapter 1, verse 9.
nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa ekire ne kimutoola okumugya mu maaso gaabwe.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Bwe baali bekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bwagenda, laba, abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo, nga bambadde engoye ezitukula.
And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11.
Abayogera nti, abantu be Galilaya, kiki ekibayimiriza nga mutunuulira mu ggulu? Oyo Yesu abajjiddwako okutwalibwa mu ggulu, alijja bw'atyo nga bwe mumulabye ng'agenda mu ggulu.
Who also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes. They told him, as you've seen him, go into heaven.
If
like man is the way he will come back. Expect him to come back how? For he went how?
For
when you look Acts chapter 1, verse 9, that as he spoke those, and
he
was taken up by a cloud right from their sight. And they looked as was taken toward heaven. And they looked at him. These men, the angels, say, in the like manner you see him ascending, carried up, the way will be coming back descending. Yes. That way is the rightful way. Even if it's the spiritual transports, the spiritual transports has the vision, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
call it teleportation, inform him. When they are manifesting in the earth, they descend within it. When they carry you, they lift you up. That's why many times those transports, when they reach on you, you see as if the roof of the house is not on it. You are all looking out.
You see
in a dream within your house as if the roof has been taken off. Have you ever seen that? Some you see you are in the sky.
You
see as if you are ascending.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
that way, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9,
it's
one used to move out of planet Earth and to enter in it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki, wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Yes. That he ascended,
yasokate ku,
he first descended. Sure. Those are the transports. It's the form. The spiritual transports.
You
move from planet Earth, or you enter into the Earth. The way they bring you,
you
move out in form of ascending,
and
enter in it in the form of descending.
So there
is no way of rotating around.
Oh,
you say you're going to go into heaven, and they say you rotate here within the planet Earth. No. After we descend, we reach into the Earth. We seek for four directions.
He
said we go to the east, in the west, or in the south, or in the north. For this earth, its north is not this one you look up there. That is ascending. Not north.
I said north. Northern Uganda.
You have Northern Uganda? Where is it? Is it up here?
Okay, Southern Uganda.
Where is Southern Uganda? Is it beneath the? Here we have ascending and descending.
Amen.
Where is the Northern Uganda? Is it up here in the sky? And the south is beneath the earth? When we reach here on the earth, now we use the form of ascending and move out of planet earth. And we use the form of descending. We come into the earth. When we reach in the earth, we follow the four winds of the earth. The four winds of the earth, the main winds, is the east and west,
north
and south. But out of them come other winds. That's what Ecclesiastes tells us. We go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 6. The wind goes towards the south and turns about unto the north. It wearies about continually, and the wind returns again according to its circuit. Yes. After we reach into the earth, of course, must have been lifted and sent out into the earth, moved into other nine planets, going to go to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, to see of hell, principalities, and to ascend up higher into heaven. After we say, let's come back. We use the form of descending, come back into the earth. When we reach into the earth, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6, we seek for the four winds of the earth. In the earth, yes, we see for east and west,
north
and south.
Amen.
In there is where we see for northeast,
southeast,
and those which follow there. There's no way you rotate around like that. And you enter dimension that now have gone in the heaven which is here on the same earth. You know, those of the Branham, that's what they know and teach. Those brethren of the Branham, you remember them? Those religions are out there. That heaven, you rotate just here and you are in it. They are even those of Jehovah. That you rotate around here. You enter in heaven. Here there is no heaven on this earth. We have four winds here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But right now you're so wise.
Amen.
In wisdom that in the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even when we get born again, we have not a spiritual world we enter into here. We have no heavens. We enter in here within the earth. No. Here, though there is a spiritual world here,
The spiritual world is made of four angels with the ropes upon which the earth was stretched that we call imaginary lines, the longitudes and latitudes. They are right on the planet's longitude stretched to the south, north south. And the latitude rotate on it like that. They are called imaginary lines. In longitude, in latitudes, equator is the major. Even
here
in Masaka, it passed there, Kayawe. But if you go there, don't see it. For it makes up the spiritual world. It's not heavens. It's a spiritual world, not heaven. The spiritual world.
Those things being
important to understand, for there's a confusion moving on. In John chapter
3,
he said, what's born is spirit is like winds. Yes. Where it goes, we don't know there. Except we would know that we go to heaven. But if you say this like winds,
yeah,
it never enters heaven here. But it can enter into the spiritual world and it sees it on the earth. It has a mirror it sees through. I'm
going
to explain. Let's read John, we see. John chapter 3. Verse
6.
That which is born of spirit is that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from where it came and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Yes. In John 3 verse 6 up to 8. What is born of the Spirit? It is like wind. For the wind makes up a portion of the spiritual world. For even though you feel it, don't you breathe it there? Do you feel it blow around you? Can you touch it? Do you see it? Now the spiritual world is not beyond there. It doesn't go beyond wind. And there's no heaven you will enter into here. As I say, what is born of spirit is like winds. Many times when you unclose that body, we don't see you. Because you enter into that world, it's where you base to ascend. If you unclose this body, we do not see you, yet you see us. For the wind seeks for us, and it seeks for our nose. We don't see it. It seeks for our nose, it enters in there.
Amina.
And we live.
Amina.
If you've gotten born again on that level, there are things you see through a mirror. And you see they are right there. And even angels, when they descend down here, and they hide in that spiritual world, they are not in heaven, they are right within the earth. Yet they are in the world of the four winds, the four directions. that called the spiritual world.
You see,
if you target it to see on the earth, you can't say that the north is up in the sky or the south is in the ground. No. For what they call north, it is in the spiritual world, not in the physical. Have you ever seen the north? Have you ever seen the east? You just
Uganda
said in Busoga east. In Uganda, that is the eastern side. Because you follow the four winds of the earth. Someone is wondering. This is too much. They are just too much. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
This
we study here, we have to study them on the planet. But as we came in the spiritual transports, the form, the way of the heavenly journey, of ascending and descending, we had to bring this out. Play with our electricity.